Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Monday, the 30th of September. Politics is an obvious media focus, but once again, what matters in the media, or indeed at a humanitarian level, is not necessarily something that matters to financial markets. The escalation of military action in the Middle East is relevant to investors, to the extent that risks start to affect energy prices or safe haven asset prices. So far, those transmission mechanisms do not seem to be meaningfully affected. Of longer-term market relevance might be the success of the far right in Austria's elections over the weekend. This matters as a signal of the rise of scapegoat economics and prejudice politics in the global economy. These forces encourage economic nationalism, which is a nearer-term concern as trade and capital account protectionism increase. In the longer term, prejudice politics can seriously be damaging to economic growth by undermining the benefits of technology. Economic gains from technology depend on it being used properly, which in turn depends on the right person being in the right job at the right time. Prejudice undermines that. Back in the world of economics, there are some further consumer price inflation data points from the glittering wonder that is the euro, with German, Italian, Irish, and Portuguese data offering flash estimates of September consumer price inflation. The expectation is for a decline in the headline numbers, and that follows from lower than expected French inflation data last week. German import prices are also due today. European Central Bank President Lagarde is speaking before the European Parliament today and is likely to do so with clear evidence that inflation is falling below the magic 2% rate, a revered but random inflation point. The UK, meanwhile, is offering second quarter GDP final revisions. These are not final at all. The numbers will be revised further. And UK GDP tends to be revised higher over time. It also tends to be revised higher by quite a lot. This means that the UK is experiencing structural change at quite a fast pace. The service sector focus of the UK economy is one reason behind this process. The old-fashioned concepts like GDP easily miss economic activity in the new order, which is only uncovered later using other data collection methods. GDP revisions rarely matter that much to financial markets, although the obsession with debt and deficit to GDP ratios do increase the importance of GDP revisions a little. We'll also be getting consumer credit data, including mortgage approvals, for the month of August. The Bank of England rate cut might conceivably have had some impact on this, along with anticipation of future rate cuts, but it is probably a little early for that. Elsewhere, Japanese retail sales for August were somewhat stronger than expected, with a small upward revision to the July data too. This data is not adjusted for inflation, so some of the rise is just due to price increases. From the United States, we have the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Sentiment Poll. The main merit of this is as a source of entertainment, as the comments section serves as a reminder that political polarization will indeed affect economic data. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.